change your business, you gotta make a difference.
If you're gonna change your business, you're gonna make a difference.
Here's what I'm looking at. What makes?
Here's what I'm looking at.
The difference in people.
What's the difference in people?
What makes a difference in an organization?
What makes a difference in an organization?
And I would submit to you.
That
it isn't getting a head start.
You
can find individuals. You give everything to.
Who you give everything to.
You give love on them.
Give them
a great education. They get a great economic background. And they can spend the rest of their life going in and out of rehab. Who's seen this before? Knows what I'm talking
about.
Say I. On the other hand, you see people that life's kicked in the face. Somebody's been abused. Mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it. And they become the Oprahs of the world. So it's certainly not advantage.
Does not come because you're given something.
And by the way, in business, advantage doesn't come. Because you have most resources.
Companies with most resources don't win.
The most resourceful companies are the ones where
employees are the most engaged.
And statistically proven.
You look around, you say.
Who had the lead?
Well, before YouTube, there was Vimeo.
They had a year jump. Pretty much the same technology. Just didn't engage as many people. Before Google, there was. What happened, Yahoo? If you're out there, what the hell happened to you people?
Right?
Before Facebook, there was. What happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor.
Being able to be fully engaged.
By the way, in your intimate relationships. How important is engagement?
Some guys put it as long as I can.
But I don't mean that.
Full engagement in that area is gonna
determine the level of fulfillment you have.
Or
don't have in a relationship, right?
The more engaged somebody feels that you are.
You're with them. The more energy you have, the more aliveness you have.
So part of what I want to experiment with you is discover.
What creates engagement for real with you?
What creates disengagement?
Because these are huge factors.
Because if you understand what they are,
your level of performance,
your level of leadership,
your level of joy will change very, very radically.
Engagement is not just a term.
Something that makes a difference to your body.
Let me see your show and say I.
Now I'm asking for hand raised.
For some engagement.
Because here's what research shows. If you listen to me passively. As I'm talking here. Guess what? Within a month, you just listen passively.
What are you doing? There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, well, that's what you've been doing your whole life.
That's what you're doing your whole life. That's what you have been taught to do.
You'll remember about 10% of what I say.
You remember about 10% of what I say.
2 months from now, which basically means you wasted your time today and I wasted mine.
2 months from now, and which basically means that you wasted your time and wasted mine.
10%. How many came here because you want to work?
How many came here because you want to
do something, change something. Make something stronger or better.
Say I.
If that's true, then
if that's true,
all you do is take notes, which I
what you do is take notes.
See anyone barely doing. Thank you very much, I stand corrected. Then nudge the people on the side. What's wrong with you, bitch?
What's wrong with you, bitch?
Where's the notes?
Right?
Because I don't know anybody who's got that great a memory.
I don't know anybody who's got that great a memory.
My entire life I've kept journals. Because here's what I learned early on. Writing it down, if I never look back and read it again,
The physical act of writing it down drives the groove deeper.
Repetition is the mother of skill. You look at anyone who's masterful. Why are they masterful?
What
can LeBron James do what he can do? Because he's done it a few million times.
Right? Kobe will go and make 300 shots.
Before he will leave that floor every day. 300 shots.
Before he will leave that floor every day. 300 shots.
The same freaking activity. Oh, I heard that story. I know that thing. Oh, yeah. 300 shots. The same freaking activity. Most people in tech world are on.
Well, then tech world is here.
I heard that story. I know that thing. Oh, yeah.
Here's the story.
If you're not doing it, you don't know shit. You understand. And understanding in $3 will almost get you a Starbucks. If you're gonna master something. You need to get the repetition. In your body, and you bring emotion to it.
Enough emotion, enough repetition.
It gets in your body and this becomes physical mastery. Don't think about it and you just do it. Mastery is tying your shoes.
Most of you can do this, you chew on some gum.
Send a text simultaneously. You get the idea.
What you get the idea?
If you do something enough, you're confident enough. Certain enough, that's your body.
It's mastery.
So, I'd like to see if we couldn't get to a different level of mastery.
What I'm going to ask you to do is, by the way,
Listen and take notes. Just write those notes down, or you type them in, whatever you do. Research shows you'll retain about 40 to 50% of what's been said. For the future, I'd highly engage or encourage you to do that. Now might be a good time. And then the third most powerful one is if you physically engage your body. If you ask a question, yell back the answer. For a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to actively engage in different.
If not, in a few minutes, I ask you to actively engage your fuel levels.
Well, engage with each other, do some crazy things.
Engage with each other, do some crazy things.
Things you wouldn't normally do. What that does, it brings up engagement, 80, 90% retention.
What it does, it brings up 80, 90 retention.
Because now it's not just a thought or a right.
Because it's not just a right or a thought.
It's a feeling in your body as well.
It's a feeling in your body as well.
And if you do that, you're going to retain it.
If you do that, you're going to retain it.
Hold up for doing more and...
Hold on to more.
Hold on to more. Say I.
Say I.
Now to do that, I'll ask you a couple of things.
Before doing that, I ask you a couple of things. Master question is,
you're already doing that. You're being very kind, but don't be kind anymore. Do it with more passion and intensity. Because I'm not going to ask you questions you don't know the
answers. Because I'm not going to ask you questions you don't need, you know, the answers.
Because I want you to feel good about yourself. But if you yell at the answer, you'll activate your body's nervous.
But if you yell at the answer, you activate your body's nervous system.
Makes sense? And the more you activate, the more energy you'll have.
The more energy you'll have.
We live in a passive society.
We're going to engage. The companies that engage.
The companies that all have records of
20 for the top 25%.
24 to top 25% in the country. Highest levels of engagement of employees. Companies like Google.
Companies like Salesforce.
Companies like Apple.
Companies
like Facebook.
And
by the way, guess what all the research shows?
By the way, guess what all the research shows?
22% more profitability.
22% more profitability.
Almost one for one. Increased engagement, you almost get an increase of those. 22% more profitability. Almost one for one. For every percentage of increased engagement, you almost... Get an increase of profitability. But I would argue you get that in your personal life as well. The more engaged you are. The more the other person will become engaged. You want to get somebody engaged?
You
get engaged.
Think
about it. Everyone in this room is a leader.
Everyone here is a leader.
What's our job to do as a leader?
Our job is maximize resources.
Right? How do we take whatever resource and get more out of it? Ourselves. Other people.
Our business, our technology. That's the job of a leader.
But you can't maximize resources if you...
You
don't have full engagement. So I'd like to see if we could increase that. So one simple way of doing that. Increasing that engagement.
Is to start with us.
By the way. Are you going to engage other people if you're not engaged? Yes or no?
Yes or no? No.
Are you going to be able to touch other people if you're not touched? Are you going to move other people if you're not moved? And so, by the way, here's the problem. When do you wake up one? Certain days you wake up and you think to yourself.
Today,
I don't want to talk to any people. Go on, man. Hey, this room has days like... Because you don't want to talk to anybody here.
Say I.
Oh, come on. Feel some energy.
Say it with more energy.
But as a professional, you got...
But as a professional, you gotta
do that most times. You fake it, do people feel it?
And if you fake it, do people feel it?
So I want to show you some ways to change it.
So I'm gonna show you some ways to change it.
Well, by the way, here's the reward of engagement.
So by the way, here's the reward of engagement.
If you can become a person, engage others.
If you can become a person, engage others.
You will now become an extraordinary leader, not a mediocre or good one.
You'll now become an extraordinary leader, not a mediocre or good one.